Attorney General John Ashcroft is calling on law enforcement and the public to be on the highest state of alert. His statement comes one day after the FBI sent out a warning that 17 men may be planning an attack today on the U.S. or on U.S. interests in Yemen. So far, nothing has happened, but officials say that they will remain on alert for any suspicious activity. In the studio with us is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, what do we know about these 17 men?
Well, one thing we know, Robert, is their names, or at least some of their names. They reportedly have a lot of aliases. The FBI believes a prime suspect is a 22-year-old from Yemen, someone we haven't heard of before, Fouez Waya al-Rabai. They believe that he and 16 others from Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Tunisia are launching an attack against the U.S. or Americans abroad, as you said. Now, today, Attorney General John Ashcroft said these men may be associated with Osama bin Laden or al-Qaeda, but my understanding is they're not known terrorists.
And the FBI has photographs of these men.
That's right. After the FBI got the names of these men, agents managed to get photographs. My understanding is that the FBI contacted officials from Yemen and Saudi Arabia and managed to get passport photos and other types of ID. Now, I should also mention, Robert, that the FBI has no evidence yet that any of these men have actually come into the United States, at least legally. They've done a cursory look at immigration records, and they find no evidence of them.
Now, what about how the FBI got the information that led to this alert? Do we know, in fact, that it's coming from al-Qaeda members who've been detained?
Yes, apparently it's coming from al-Qaeda members and Taliban members in Guantanamo. One source told me that some of the detainees gave FBI agents there some names, and then the FBI took that information back to Afghanistan and neighboring countries where U.S. agents are also working. And they were verifying the facts, you know, things like these men's names and where they were from, when apparently the FBI came across, and this is how he put it, a separate piece of information. This information came from another informant there in the Afghan area, as well as things like documents. Now, with that information and with a specific date, the FBI decided that they really had to go ahead and release the information.
But apart from releasing the information, what is the FBI actually doing to prevent an attack?
Well, actually, Robert, there's not a whole lot they can do because the information that the FBI got isn't all that detailed. It has a date and the names of potential perpetrators, but not the target of the possible attack and not the time and not the method. So what they've done is they've alerted 18,000 law enforcement agencies across the country to be on the lookout for these men. Now, my source doesn't think that security at the Olympics in Salt Lake City has been increased. For one thing, there's no intelligence suggesting that the Games are a possible target. Also, as you know, security there is already so tight that you can barely move. Obviously, the U.S. Embassy in Yemen has been alerted, and the FBI has gotten in touch with restaurants and buildings around the embassy. But so far, no foreign embassies have been closed.
Barbara, this isn't the first time you've come here to talk with us about the fact that we're on high alert and everybody should be mindful of some threat. What difference does it make yet again for us to be told we should all be on alert?
Well, one thing it can do, apparently, is, or what the FBI hopes, is that this will disrupt any potential attacks. The White House believes that maybe with this kind of information out there, these men will be stopped and prevented from doing something. And so far, that appears to have been the case.
But this alert is actually different from the other alerts that have been put out by the government?
Yes, it is. Before, the government had very, very vague information. For example, one alert said that San Francisco bridges could be attacked sometime in a week-long period. They had no information about who would do it or how. This alert has much better intelligence. There's a specific date and specific perpetrators. And I think, Robert, this is yet another example of the kind of virtual treasure trove of information that the U.S. is getting from Afghanistan and Guantanamo.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.